What's up, Conference USA fans? Welcome into another episode of CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm Josh Yonas, back again hosting another great episode for our football preview series. Today, we have the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders, and we're going to jump right into our media portion of the interview to start off the episode. We're joined by multimedia journalist there at Middle Tennessee, Emmy Faisenbaker, in her second year there in that role. Emmy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, you know, right in the thick of fall camp, like most of us around here, but it's been great. It's been good. And we're just gearing up for another football season.
Yeah, right in the thick of fall camp. You guys just finished up your, you know, local media day today as well. So, I mean, we're in it, and football is right around the corner. So I'm sure everyone is just as excited there in Murfreesboro.
Oh, yes. I mean, everybody loves football season. It's not just bringing the community together, but also seeing these athletes do what they do best. So it's always great. Like you mentioned, we had our local media day today. So we had like the Nashville local news stations out there, radio, the whole shebang, just kind of hearing from our guys, hearing from coaches, even our coordinators, just really getting the insight from them before we kick off September 5th. I cannot believe it's already here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're excited. Well, let's get into a little bit from last year and then try to focus on the Blue Raiders for 2026. Last season, obviously not the way, you know, Middle Tennessee wanted it to go, but, you know, won the final two games of the year, had some really great performances there down the stretch, seemed to be a little bit of momentum building late. How important was that finish heading into the offseason and now into year three under Coach Mason?
I mean, I think it was pivotal. You know, like what you mentioned, not the best start last year whenever we had things going, but you gotta finish strong. And we saw that in Roman Gagliano whenever he had the opportunity to present himself, and he did. I mean, I know it was probably easy shoes to fill once Nick was out, and so he really took those reins and really did what he did best. And like, I'm sure you've met him, Josh, whenever we were down there in Texas a couple weeks back. I mean, he literally is a kid in a candy store. That is how I describe him every single time. Like, so full of energy. So whenever you have someone like that who you know you can trust and you can lean on, especially near the end of a season after, again, it was a little bit rough in the beginning, like I think that is what is really proving to the guys now. We have to really take that next step forward. We got to keep pushing because we have a leader like Roman and Coach Mason who, you know, they're ready to get things done. They're ready to turn the page and continue to, you know, just keep going.
Yeah, you were spot on with, you know, Roman's personality. He's definitely just a big kid out there having fun. And it certainly worked out for him in the last few games of last year. You know, really providing a spark to that offense that I think was missing for a good portion of the season. But what did you see there at the end of the year from him that made you think this is the guy?
Confidence. We had a conversation, I believe, after the Western Kentucky game, where we were talking about, you know, what's it like? You're finally QB1. Like, what's the adjustment been like? You know, you're really close with Nick. He's one of your best friends that you've been learning from. And, you know, he's been mentoring you. So what's it like? And he's like, I just love football. I mean, there's nothing much to it other than, like, I just love going out there and playing with my best friends. Like, yes, there's, you know, a lot of aspects, a lot of different things that you have to think about, obviously. But at the end of the day, like, it's just football. And like, I think a lot of people try to overcompensate it or overthink it when it comes to that type of stuff. But he just kept saying to me, like, Emmy, it's just football. Like, that's just what we have to get back to. We're having fun. We're out there. We're playing and doing what we love. And that's the bottom line. So I think with that mindset, he has that confidence. Like, he's just playing in his backyard. Like, and that's what I think this team has really been needing is like a leader and someone like that who just is continuing to show them day in and day out. Like, yes, work hard, put in the effort, but like, remember why you're here in the first place, because you love the sport. So
certainly the confidence and just the fun nature plays a lot into, you know, how successful he was on the field. But you really dive into the numbers. I mean, obviously his abilities, both as a passer and a runner, took care of the ball, didn't have any turnovers in those three starts that he had down the stretch of the season. So what really makes him such an intriguing quarterback to defend for, you know, Middle Tennessee opponents, for fellow CUSA schools this year?
I think because he can just do it all. You know, not only can he pass, but he can use his legs. And when you have the athleticism like that within a quarterback, that's always key. That's always important. And I mean, you saw it again. I'm going to bring up the Western Kentucky game. I mean, he had an incredible outing. not only was he obviously throwing it to slot to outside receivers, but he was also, again, using his legs, using that momentum. Whenever there wasn't an option, he would take it into his own hands quite literally and run down the stretch. And I think that is the most important thing, is that whenever you have those moments, whenever you maybe not are getting the play that you wanted or that you needed that the coach called, you have to go into the mode of, okay, what am I able to do? And that's where it goes back to that confidence. And he has it. And he knows that, again, like if something's going down, he's going to have to come to the table and like present the best option. And I think for him, like he can really do that. And that's what's really important and pivotal, especially in this offense.
All right. Well, there's 10 other guys on the field with him. So let's get into some of the other guys on offense. I saw this just a little bit ago before we hopped on, but his quote about, you know, the wide receiver core, if it's one-on-one, it's 70-30 our way. And I just love, A, the confidence, again, going back to what we already said, but B, just him inspiring his group and saying like, hey, I know that you guys are going to be a mismatch everywhere across the field. So just like giving them that confidence too. But let's break down that unit, who he's going to be passing to this year.
Well, Cam Lacy, this he's one guy that we are really counting on whenever it comes to the receiver room. I mean, this is his, I believe, fourth year with us, which, again, unheard of when it comes to the era that we are now in. But spoken to him quite a bit, and he loves it here. So definitely Cam Lacy, Marcus Allen, a transfer. He's coming in as a fifth year. He has a lot of leadership, a lot of talent when it comes to trying to get that group, that room together. You also have someone like Neo Clifton, who's a local guy. He's from Nashville. His mom is amazing. You'll probably see her in the sidelines in the back of the ESPN Plus broadcast. She's incredible. But Neo Clifton's, and also he's another guy. He's second year here at MTSU. He's really making a name for himself. There's quite a few. I mean, we have a very wide range talent when it comes to our wide receiver room, which is also always a good thing. But another thing, I mean, we have our running backs too, which I know we'll probably hit on here in a second, but that's something else that we always need to keep in mind. Like, yes, we want to be able to pass the ball, but we really want to be able to run the ball. That's the most important thing a lot of times when it comes to what we are trying to really reach.
Yeah, I mean, perfect segue right into some of the ball carriers. I know that that's something in the first couple of years under Coach Mason maybe hasn't gotten going as much as the team wants, but really investing kind of in those areas around them with, you know, now having another great, backfield mate, investing a lot in the offensive line, which we'll get into in a little bit. But yeah, what should fans expect from the Middle Tennessee backfield this year?
So we have Terrence Brown, which he's a little bit more of a quiet guy. But he's a transfer. He's from Detroit, Michigan. Like, he looks very much like his physique and his stature. He looks a lot like Jaquel Millbrook. But he's coming in. He's already made quite the commotion. We also have Antonio. We call him T.O. We actually just posted one of his touchdowns from today on our social media. So check that out. It was really, really good of him. He has so much energy. And you can just tell, like, he's a dog. Like, he just really wants to be here and to get the job done. And then you have another guy like DJ Taylor. He's a sophomore. He's born and raised here, went to Riverdale right down the road from Murfreesboro. He had quite the performance, especially against New Mexico State last year. So we have a lot of guys, again, in the running back room as well that are, again, like just really wanting to make a name for themselves. They're really just wanting to prove why they deserve to be here and why they just want to keep playing and keep being competitive. I think like that's like one of the biggest things, because when you have all these people around you who may be like as talented as you, or maybe have like the same upbringing as you, it's like, but who's going to work the hardest to get the spot? So I think right now that's where we're at with the running back room. But
okay. On the offense, we know the success is really going to come from the boys up front. And Coach Mason was very transparent at Media Day that most of the resources this offseason were used on really building a lot of the skill set and the depth at that offensive line position. So a huge point of emphasis for him and in that program. Where have you seen that investment so far, and how do you kind of see that paying off this year with that group?
I mean, you know, offensive line, that is one of the most important pieces whenever it comes to the game of football. Everybody knows this. You have to protect your quarterback. You have to be gritty and fierce in the trenches. And I think one person like Reese Tripp, he is a Minnesota transfer. He is one of the key pieces to this puzzle that we have really been trying to implement whenever it comes to our offensive line. But another thing that I feel like we've been really trying to talk about is like, yes, we're going out and getting these players, but also we have some new faces whenever it comes to our coaching staff. So we have Christopher Brown, who's just come in as our offensive line coach. He is incredible. He comes from Arkansas, has a long pedigree, a long resume when it comes to where he has been as well. Iowa, I believe he's been in Iowa too. But he's insane. Not going to sugarcoat it. Like whenever I'm at practice, like he will get on the boys, you know, like how you should a normal coach would, but like mm-hmm. he is looking at the smallest details whenever it comes to this offensive line, like every single drill that they do, every single thing that they're trying to perform, like he wants to see it at 100% max velocity. And if you're not doing it, you're going back. So like, that's one thing that I really think that our guys needed is like, this isn't just practice. This isn't just fall camp. Like you are competing and you are practicing. Like this is the real deal every single snap. So like, get used to it. And again, like Christopher Brown, he's just awesome. Like he really is such a good guy, good person to be leading this group, especially when they're so important and the core of making sure that we can run the ball, that Roman is protected, and that we can pass the ball. So that's been, again, like what Coach was saying in Texas a couple weeks back, like that has been an investment, but not just on the athlete standpoint, but also coach, I believe the coach's standpoint as well.
Yeah, I think offensive line coaches, they're definitely a special breed. So, but I appreciate that there's a lot of intensity there to get the guys fired up. And I think even just, you know, again, going back to what Coach Mason said, very similarly to, you know, Roman hyping up his receivers, for him to say, hey, like, this is where we said we're going to be good this year. We're going to pour a lot of our, you know, resources into this group. So, you know, they probably got to feel that chip on their shoulder that, hey, we got to, you know, we got to back that up.
Oh, they do, 100%. And like Reese Tripp, again, I've talked to him the most, and he's a pretty easygoing guy. You know, he's pretty chill, as we like to say. But he, again, he gets in there and he gets it done. And he's a very vocal leader as well. Like he wants to make sure that that room entirely is ready for the challenge ahead, which, again, you know, we're looking at things one game at a time, Murray State first on September 5th. But, you know, when it comes to Conference USA, we've mentioned this a lot whenever we were in Texas, I know like how competitive the conference is. Like it comes down to one possession games most of the time. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's flip over to the defensive side of the ball. If you're talking Coach Derek Mason, you're talking defense, right? That's his, you know, that's kind of been his bread and butter throughout his career. What have you seen so far in camp from that group? What are some of the, you know, the key faces to watch for this upcoming season?
Well, you know, we lost a guy like Parker Hughes last year now at the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I think that was one thing that was really vocalized today with defensive coordinator, also assistant coach Brian Stewart. He was talking a lot about how whenever they were in the portal, we didn't just want one new linebacker. We needed two because we knew how powerful Parker was. We needed two guys to come in and just see how well that they can compete and how well that they can do. So when it comes to linebacker room, like we're looking at a guy like Ashton Taylor, a transfer from Jackson State, not Jacksonville, Jackson State. He's from Hoover, Alabama. He's a great kid, great guy. I actually talked to him the other day and he was just really saying, we keep talking about practice, we keep talking about this, but it really needs to be player led. That's how these practices need to be. So we really need, as a linebacker, not just for our defensive side of things, we need to be uplifting each other whenever we're getting an interception. We need to be uplifting each other whenever offense is maybe doing something well as like also. So just really trying to make sure that we are being leaders on both sides of the ball, even though we're just playing on one when it comes to practicing with the linebackers. But I think another guy you look out for is Corey Smith. He's been here for 3 years now. Another local guy. We have a lot of middle-made guys, which we did a whole series about this in the summer as well, Middle Tennessee guys. But Corey Smith, he's from Oakland, right down the street. He's another guy that you need to watch out for. He's been here for 3 years now. He's awesome. He's really fierce. He wants to, you know, help out in any way that he can. So that's always pivotal.
Yeah, I love hearing, you know, as you're bringing up guy after guy, it's, you know, he's been here 3-4 years. He's from this area. And I think those are kind of the intangible things that as Coach Mason is continuing to build that program up, that's what becomes important because, just that amount of chemistry, you know, they understand the coach's values, what he wants in the program. You got a lot of guys that are from that area that probably played against each other in high school and kind of already have a little bit of familiarity with each other. So I love hearing that as you're going through a lot of these names, but who was, you know, maybe a name or two that you expect, you know, maybe aren't household names now, but by the end of season, we'll be talking plenty about them.
Oh, let's think. Good question. I think a lot of times when it comes to this, I know Coach and I have talked about this, when it comes to this roster, not just looking at the guys that we're getting from the transfer portal, but like what you said, the guys that have been here that have been waiting their turn. I want to mention the Lowe brothers, Jackson and Jason Lowe. Jackson was here last year. Jason was as well. They're both from Brentwood right down the road. But Jason's a year older than Jackson. He transferred here from Lindenwood last year. Both of those guys on the defensive side of the ball, both of them really trying to prove that they want to be here and be here for the right reasons. Very positive, very uplifting guy. So I would say the Lowe brothers for sure. I know that Jackson, again, had more playing time than Jason did last year. So those guys now offensively, I'm trying to think whenever, again, like there's so many talented guys that I think we know like what they can bring to the table. And I think whenever it comes for game time, again, like things often change, things change quick, especially in our conference. And so I think it's just, you know, time will tell. I would say also Locke Kennedy. He's a safety for us. Dyson McCutcheon, another guy, he's transferring in from Washington. His fifth year, he has quite the pedigree of whenever it comes to his dad and his granddad, I believe, are both in the NFL. Dyson McCutcheon, another safety. So as I'm sitting here thinking, all these names are going to my head because we really do. We have a lot of talented guys that are ready to work and like what we've been preaching. I know that you've probably seen it on our social media. They're all in. That's the motto this year is all in.
Yeah, I like it. Year three under Coach Mason, what do you think he's learned most from the first couple of years that you're really starting to see come to fruition?
We also had this conversation, you know, like we kind of mentioned it earlier too, like all these guys have been here for 3 or 4 years now. So they know what they are supposed to come in and do. They know the routine. They know what is expected of them. And one key thing that Coach always talks about is being intentional and situational, because you never know what's going to happen in a football game. I mean, you could be down by 14 and then in less than, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes, you could be right back in the game. So like that is the one of the biggest things that I know that he's been preaching to these players is being intentional in every single thing that you do. No matter if you think that it is going to pay off in the end or not, you need to make sure that every single snap, every single play, every single time you walk on this field, it has purpose and it has reason. And I think really instilling that in the guys and having leaders that have been here for a while to really hear him say that over and over and over, it is now trickling down through the classes. So I think that is what has been really just a key component whenever it comes to something like this.
That example felt oddly familiar, almost like that may have happened last September against.
Yeah, exactly. You never know what's going to happen. You never know.
All right. Lastly, what's one, you know, maybe question mark that you see around the program or, you know, on either side of the ball or something that you think will be answered within the first few weeks?
Oh, that's a good question, too, Josh. I would say running the ball. Okay. That is always the main thing that we've talked about that we want, that we really, again, is the top of our list. We want to give the opportunity to our athletes that we know we can do it, to be able to give them the opportunity to run the ball, be able to have the time for our offensive line to do the coverage in the trenches, like what we've been talking about, we've been preaching. And I think a lot of times that is the key to winning these ball games, especially what I said with the one possession plays whenever it comes down to Conference USA, is running the ball, getting it to who it needs to go to, and getting it done.
All right, great. Well, Emmy, thank you so much again for joining us today to help preview the Blue Raiders for this season. Best of luck with everything on your end as you go through the rest of fall camp, get into the season, and who knows, maybe we'll be bringing you back on later this year.
I can't wait. Thanks so much, Josh.
Thanks again to Emmy for joining the CUSA Insider podcast to help preview Middle Tennessee for the upcoming season. Next up, we've got a great interview that Sarah Rudolph conducted at the 2026 CUSA football kickoff with head coach Derek Mason, quarterback Roman Gagliano, and punter, that's right, you heard me right, punter Ashton Logan. Enjoy that interview now.
All right, Conference USA fans, welcome back into another special segment here on CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. We're live at Conference USA Media Day here at Texas Live in Arlington, Texas. And I have joining me here right now the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders. We've got head coach Derek Mason, punter Ashton Logan, and quarterback Roman Gagliano. Guys, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. It's been a fun time. I hope you guys have a lot of fun here today. I know you guys are going to a Rangers game later, see a little baseball.
That's right.
Hopefully that the Texas hospitality has been good for you guys so far, but we're here to talk a little bit of football. So coming off of a 3-9 season, coach, I want to talk to you first about what you are implementing in the locker room over the summer during fall camp that you're hoping will stick with your guys and help get a good product on the field this year.
Yeah, it's just learning lessons, right? I think for our team, our group, it's been about days, winning days, putting winning days together, making sure that we don't look at the end goal. We know what the end goal is. I mean, you have to be able to do the daily work needed and necessary to get you from where you are to where you want to be. And I think this group has been, terrific doing that. I mean, they've been steadfast. We were a program a year ago, and who's on the cusp? We were 3-9 the year before, but it looked different last year. Some close losses. Some tough situations for us, and I think we grew through those, right? Rosters turnover, it gives you an opportunity to understand exactly where you want to go. And these two are prime examples of where we are. It's been together for a little bit. We figured out who we are, and now we know where we want to go.
Well, tell me a little bit about these two. Obviously, you don't get to come to Media Day unless you're a leader in your program. So tell me a little bit about these guys and why you chose to bring them and how they support your program.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of things in our program. We talk about the idea of what it is to be blue collar, and that's showing up every day. That's supporting this community. That's making sure, man, that you understand what the rules of engagement are for our football team and our standards and expectations. These guys are process food. Okay, they understand what to do and how to do it. And I think the most important thing is that when they've been on the field, they've been able to show production. Right. I mean, it's hard to follow somebody that can't produce. And I think these guys are produced. They get it. And that's why they're here. They lead every day. They take no days off. And that's important.
Well, you talk about production. And Roman, I want to go to you next. Obviously, ending the season as a starter after Nick went down, that relationship between the two of you, though, I know has always been close. I know y'all did the podcast together. Mm-hmm. Nick and Roman's empire, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Isn't
yeah.
It?
So I know y'all did the podcast together. What is it? How important is it to you to have had that relationship with him who put up amazing numbers in Conference USA during his time here, now passes the baton to you? What is it like to have that relationship with him? And what are you looking forward to this year to kind of really make a name for yourself in the Blue Raider program?
Yeah, I mean, coming in as a freshman, having a guy like Nick who's been there, done that in his conference and done well, it was great just to see, learn the ropes. I can literally follow the footsteps he took, to be successful as he was. So I think it was definitely great. And now I'm trying to be that for the younger guys in our room so they know kind of how it goes. So I think it's pretty cool to have him for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ashton, I'm sure you've heard the SWAT. This may be the first punter we've had at Media Day, but it says a lot about the production that you have on the field and it's the product that you're able to put out there. I know we could talk punting mechanics and all sorts of fun things like that, but what are you looking forward to this year? Do you have any goals set for yourself or any team goals that you've really aligned yourself with?
As far as team goals, it's winning. Yeah. Ironically, my job is when, we need to flip the field in those times. But I love winning. I really do. I'm nowhere. I'd rather be with this guy right here next to me.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I think our processes that we've been working on recently, they're going to show up on the field this season. I'm really excited to see that.
So you talk about processes you've been working on this season. Are you talking specials team specifically or as a team as a whole?
Whole team. It's just so much more accountable than last year. We're taking in the little details, listening to, you know, Coach Mason talks about sweeping the sheds, right? Taking care of our place, treating it like, you know, those little details are going to show up on the field. And I think we're doing a lot better job of that.
I feel like you're known for your little mantras or saying, sweep in the shed. Is that what you said?
Yes,
so, man. Okay, throw another one at me. You got another one? Mostly
all
Nick.
In. All in.
All in.
All in.
All in.
Yeah.
I think for us, right, I think we use the mantras to be able to make sure that we tell our stories. I think that's something that gets missed in this. I think people just think it's a tagline, but it's not. Yeah. It's the thing that we work towards. It's the things that we're all accountable for.
Yeah.
It's the things that we all want to be a part of, right? If you want to be a part of winning, you got to be all in, okay? And it starts with the everyday opportunity to sweep your sheds. You wake up in the morning, you put, you know, 10 toes down, okay? It's time to make the bed. It's time to brush your teeth. It's time to make sure that you put on some clothes and get out the door. And that means, you know, go to work and let's get some business done, man. I think that's what these guys have done so much better than the teams before them, at least in my tenure. So it's truly excited to see where we're going to go because it looks different. It feels different.
Yeah. It got me ready to run through a brick wall. I'll tell you that much. It'll be a lot of fun. Well, tell me a little bit, maybe tell the fans out there that may be watching why Murfreesboro is the place to be this fall. Why coming to see the Blue Raiders on a Saturday or Tuesday or Wednesday is the place to be coming up this fall.
You know, we live in one of the best cities in the country. You know, it sits right outside of Nashville, you know, in Music USA. And I truly believe, you know, it's unique. It's unique in the people that we have. It's unique in the community that we have. The facility that was just built for our program is phenomenal. And so there's plenty of things to watch. But come watch these players. You got a quarterback who's phenomenal. I mean, like, he really is. I mean, he's grown up, like, before our eyes. And every time I watch him, he's like a little kid, a little six-year-old with a ball in his hand. He just loves to play. And I can say the same thing about this dude. I mean, this group loves football. And you can't make a guy love football. You have to, you know, allow these guys to grow into themselves, have fun, and make these guys accountable for the things that need to be done and when he takes what winning takes. So these guys show up every day. It's been fun. You need to come to Murfreesboro because we've got some of the best food, the best entertainment, at the best stadium in Conference USA.
All right. Love it. Guys, got anything to add to that? I mean, that was pretty great.
I don't think I could follow up that one.
Well, tell me a little bit about, obviously, Conference USA has these weekday games, which I mentioned, playing on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, national television, ESPN, CBS Sports Network. Obviously gives you guys some national exposure as a program. I know it's tough from the student-athlete side having to get up, go to class, you know, put your pads on that evening and then do it all over again the next morning. But tell me a little bit about what you're hoping to gain from that national exposure from a player side, coaching side, program side, just kind of any of it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, honestly, because, you know, in Saturdays, we were just talking about this in front of everybody else, but like Saturdays, all the powerful schools are on the big network. So I think during the week when Conference USA week, everybody's at home, nothing to do. They turn on our games. And I think it just shows the amount of ball players we have in Conference USA, you know, competitive games every week. So I think it's pretty cool that, you know, your family at home who can't make the games, they got work or something, they can watch it online. So,
yeah, I like the pressure. You get on the national spotlight in the week and you find out how people perform under pressure. So I don't think it's anything someone should shy away from. I think Conference USA gives us that ability to, you know, see what we're made of.
This guy's not scared of anything. No. He talks like he is not scared of a single thing.
You got to see him in the weight room. He's good on the field, but you got to see him in the weight room. This dude's a beast. This dude's a beast. But to piggyback off that, when you look at Conference USA and what our DNA and footprint is, it's weekday games. I think it gives this conference a chance to really show how limitless it is, right? We're a conference in that has close games, that's had as many close games in these weekday games as good games as games that are on Saturday or Sunday. So, I mean, if you want to come see good football, come watch Conference USA weekday, you know, as we kick it off in the month of October, because it's must-see TV. So let's get
it. I love it. I've got a little soundbite clipped right there. Thank you for that. All right. Well, guys, let's talk about a little bit more fun stuff, I guess, a little bit of off-the-field things. So, Roman, I'll start with you. Tell me a little bit about what you're studying, what your goals are. I know life after football, NFL is always a pathway, but if that wasn't where you're headed, what are you looking forward to after football?
Right. So I'm a construction management major, and NTSU is one of the top construction management programs in the country. So I think it's a blessing to be there and just learn that. And after football, I don't know, I'm looking forward to being a husband, a father, starting my own family, you know, and just providing for people that I love.
Love it. Ashton, same question. What are you studying right now, and what are you looking forward to putting those studies to work in after football?
Yeah, I'm studying Master's of Business Administration right now, so currently about years away from graduating. After college, I think, you know, Master's of Business Administration gives you that ability to go different routes, right? Sales, consulting, all that. So I will say right now that I'm not fully certain what I want to do yet. But I think that's the beauty of it. Like every week we're preparing for a new game. Every week I'm thinking about what that future is. I'm looking forward to ways to come.
And coach, I know that in the past when we've spoken, you are super community minded, making sure that these guys are out in the community, showing the city of Murfreesboro what the Blue Raider program is all about. Any new things you're implementing this year, community service wise, or anything you want to highlight?
Well, I think in the day and age of college athletics and rev share and everything that's happening, I think something that's different about what we do, we've gotten into fiscal responsibility, financial responsibility. These guys are not just talking about what's happening in our community. They do that anyway. I mean, we're talking about how do we start an LLC, okay? Talk a little bit about what you're doing business-wise right now.
Yeah, so I recently started a business called Logan Brands, helping athletes build their brand. Our general manager, Dana Marquez, came up to us and was like, what is your guys' brand? And I personally, for myself, couldn't answer that.
Yeah.
Other than my position. So started that to try and help athletes figure out what that life is after football.
Very cool. That's incredible.
So like for us, it's about learning how to maximize the space. If you can, you know, minimize some of the outside threats and maximize the opportunities that are in front of you, you know, football and life after football becomes a little easier. So
yeah,
I congratulate these guys because this has been a full summer, not just ball and community service, but figuring out, okay, what is your brand and what does that look like with NTSU or without NTSU?
Very cool, especially in this day and age, like you were saying, with RevShare, NIL, all of that stuff. You've got to know what your brand is. So good luck 100%. On that in the future. That is super, super cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let me go inside the locker room for a second. I need to know, who's the funniest guy in the locker room?
Funniest guy in the locker room? It's got to be this dude right here.
Yeah.
I think it's not funny. It's more or less, you know, like the personality. It's a light. And like, that's important to know, right? I think not everybody has a light. You know, I try to be a good dude, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, like I love my team, man, but there's things I got to talk about that they don't like. And that's fair. But how he goes about, you know, the tough days. And I think both of these guys do it. He's more stoic. This one right here, I don't care if it's 22 stairs, you know, like 22, you know, 110s. This dude's always smiling. And I think that's important, right, man? Because he makes the hard look easy. And that's pretty cool because when you're doing hard things, man, but you need to be able to laugh and joke about it because we know we can cry about it sometimes.
Yeah.
I think that's
yeah.
our point, Ty. So let's laugh, let's joke. And you know what? He keeps it funny. And like, quick story, they were running before I left to go out of town. And we got to the halfway point, and he said something to these dudes, and he was smiling and laughing. And some of these dudes, you know, man, look like, man, this guy, I don't know if we're going to make it. But you know what? I think because this dude, you know, went about it that way, these dudes sort of flipped the switch, and it was easy, and they were able to get to the other side. And I think that's important. It's the energy you bring to it.
Yeah.
You know, this dude's got this Polynesian thing in him, man, and these poly
that's
roots
funny.
make him this all the time. So like, I love that about him, his smile, and about his energy, because I think it's infectious.
Were you expecting that answer?
No, I'm going to take it. That's funny. That's big time.
Look at him now.
Yeah.
You got the good comment. What about you guys? Who's the funniest?
I don't know. I got two. Kaysen Stokes, one of our wide of. He's just like off the wall, though. So like, that's, it's funny to laugh at him.
Yeah.
And then Jason Hardy, he's a funny little dude at corner. Yeah, he's a good dude to be around. So I'd say those two.
All right, coach has got to get around him a little bit more and find out.
Nobody jokes around me.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Nobody jokes around me.
All right, Ashton, you got anybody else?
Jordan Chestnut.
Okay.
He's a funny guy. If you see him on the field, He's a big guy. He's okay. A big guy, but he has a personality, let me tell you.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Does he have a nickname? I feel like all the funny ones have nicknames.
We just call him JC. Okay. JC, yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, we're coming up against time here, but I'm just going to throw this question to you, Coach. What's your favorite place to eat in Murfreesboro and why?
Jack Brown's. I got to go there to have a sandwich or burger like once a week. That's my favorite. There's so many because Murfreesboro is turning into a foodie town. Just like Nashville, I mean, it's a foodie spot, but Jack Brown's.
All right, Jack Brown's. If I go to Murfreesboro this year, that is where I will be headed. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us here on CUSA Insider. We are wishing the Blue Raiders best of luck the rest of the way. Coach Mason, Ashton, Roman, guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you to everyone at Middle Tennessee for joining this special episode previewing the Blue Raiders for the upcoming season. Next up on the podcast, I don't know if we did this on purpose or not, but we sandwiched the 100 Miles of Hate rivals back-to-back. So next up, we've got the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers on Tuesday, August 18th. You can see the full schedule here on the screen to find out when your school will be up next. We're getting close. We're about at the halfway point now, I guess. But yeah, really rolling through this series, having so much fun, giving you guys a little insight into each program as we march toward the beginning of the 2026 season. Stay up to date on all of our new episodes. Follow us on social at CUSA Insider Pod on X and Instagram. And on YouTube, you can find us at Conference USA and you'll see the CUSA Insider playlist there. And then listen to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music. But yeah, thanks again for joining another episode of CUSA Insider Pod, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm Josh Jonas, signing off.